Good morning, this is Max and Nissa and Eliza with your 10 AM Zedlines. In local news, new modelling suggests that Brisbane motorists could be delayed at some level crossing boom gates for up to 50 minutes of the morning peak hour as train services increase after the Cross River Rail opens. Advocacy group Better Transport Queensland says the worst delays would be felt at Todd's Road in Launceston, which would have gates down for 50 minutes between the hours of 7 AM and 8 AM. And if the frequency of trains increased to 24 per hour. The modelling also suggested level crossing gates would be down for 46 minutes of an hour at Bilson Road in Geebung, 45 minutes at South Pine Road in Strathpine, and 46 minutes at Stones Road in Sunnybank. While the exact gate downtimes would depend on future timetabling, Better Transport President Rowan Gray is already campaigning for removal of more crossings, stating that overall, as train services increase, boom gates will be closed for longer. Cross River Rail was designed to lift the South East rail capacity and is expected to be operational by 2029, but timetables are yet to be finalised.
Cases of soft shell syndrome, or SSS, a deadly disease affecting marine turtles on Queensland's Fraser Coast, have declined. However, researchers remain worried about the long-term survival of the population. First reported in Hervey Bay in 2022, the disease causes the shells of turtles to rot, exposing their bones, while also leading to severe lesions on their flippers and widespread infection in their gastrointestinal tract, according to UniSC PhD candidate Jacob Botel. The Australia Zoo Wildlife Hospitals has seen a 400% spike in admissions over the last 3 years, indicating that the disease has been causing devastation on the green turtle population.
In national news, a new report has detailed the adversity faced by women in the residential construction sector and revealed a lot of work needs to be done to keep them there. Last week, a Skills Council called for targeted action to recruit 50,000 more women into residential construction, which hasn't kept up with female representation across the rest of the industry. New research from the University of Sydney Business School showed that there were significant workplace cultural issues that prevented women from staying in the job. Lead researcher Natalie Galea said pregnancy and parental leave had also been career-breaking for many women in frontline trades, stating, "When it comes to women who are pregnant on sites, we found that they were thrown to the wolves." The research found that several contributing factors include inflexible work conditions, a lack of appropriate support, and inadequate on-site amenities.
Alice Springs Correctional Centre has been described by guards and outreach church representatives as inhumane and dangerous, with summer approaching. As reported by anonymous guard working within the jail, the prison suffers from overcrowding, lack of air conditioning, and staff shortages, putting the lives of the prisoners at risk. Overcrowding has become an issue for the centre, with the latest official statement released from the prison saying that it has a capacity of 650. However, it is reported that an additional 96 beds will be installed, bringing the total to 746. This, alongside the staff shortages limiting the inmates' daily activities, is causing stress. The anonymous guard has said, "The prison is supposed to be where you serve your time, you get rehabilitated to come back into society and then contribute positively, hopefully. But the sheer number of prisoners we have and the lack of staff we have, the lack of resources that we have available to us, mean that you just can't do that."
In international news, a South Korean court has issued an arrest warrant for Han Hak-ja, the 82-year-old leader of the Unification Church, over corruption allegations involving the wife of jailed former President Yoon Suk-yeol. The Seoul Central District Court approved a request to detain Han Hak-ja, leader of the Unification Church, due to concerns she might destroy evidence. Han, who attended the hearing on Monday, did not respond to questions about bribery allegations involving former First Lady Kim Kyon-hee. She is accused of conspiring with a former church official to give 100 million won in 2022 to a conservative lawmaker in exchange for favors if Yoon Suk-yeol won the presidential election. Han is also suspected of misappropriating church funds to give luxury items to the former First Lady while seeking favors.
For weather in Brisbane today, it is currently a sunny 23 degrees, looking at a maximum of 24. The UV index is expected to reach 7.9, which is considered very high. That's all your news at 10 AM. We'll be back at 11 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
Thank you for that. Yeah, it's a beautiful spring You know us announcers, we always love talking about the weather. We can't help ourselves. It's a beautiful spring day out there. Thank you for reporting that in southeast Queensland. Thank you for bringing us up to date with the news. But are you going to get out there and enjoy the sun?
That's the plan.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, get out there and get amongst it. Oh, well, I've got a long intro. I've started the intro. We don't normally do this on radio. Long intros. Not good. So I can do the language warning while I'm chatting with you. This song might have naughty words in it. But here we go. Thank you for bringing us up to date. We'll see you again at 11 a.m.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And here we go. There are some naughty words in here and adult concepts. So go away if you don't like that sort of thing for about 6 minutes. Here on Workers Power 4ZZZ.